Well, howdy, and welcome to your Tuesday edition of the Pinpoint Podcast. I'm meteorologist Kaylee Thomas alongside meteorologist Max Crawford. We've got a week full of weather to talk about that gets a little bit messy towards the back half, so let's not waste any more time and let's jump right on into it. Monday was a pretty average day when you look at it and compare it to where we should be for this time of the year. Normally, we're waking up in the low 50s, spending our afternoons in the lower 70s. We were a couple degrees above that on both sides of the clock, but not too bad for this time of the year. Your Tuesday starts off closer to average with most of us waking up to the low 50s. Maybe some of us a little bit warmer, a little bit cooler, and some of us with some patchy fog. I think a lot of us, though, just keep that as cloud cover. Whatever fog can form will burn off quickly, and those temperatures are able to soar by the time we get to the afternoon. We're looking at highs in the mid and upper 70s. This warming trend is really just beginning. We look to hold that over as we head into your Thursday and Friday, but that's where things start to get a little bit on the messy side. So for that, let's send it over to Max.
Quite the springtime storm system is still expected to roll across the Great Plains over the course of the day on Thursday into Friday as well. And that is where the thunderstorm chance begins for the Brazos Valley. We're kind of looking at Thursday through Saturday now as our chance for some scattered to even widespread rain and storms at times. But Thursday is where things are set in motion. Now, the latest from the Storm Prediction Center places a very large swath in the 2 out of 5 risk that stretches from about Brazos County all the way up to almost the Chicagoland area. And the mechanism that we're going to be waiting for on Thursday, daytime heating. We got fuel in the form of moisture. We've got a couple weak disturbances rolling off of this trough of low pressure. When you get into springtime, sometimes that's all you need to spark up some thunderstorms. Now, one thing of note for Thursday is that if we do see activity, that is where we find the biggest probability for hail. That is largely because these thunderstorms are not expected to form along the base of a cold front, anything like that, organized into a line. And so these will likely be these little individual supercell thunderstorms that will be capable of strong winds, hail, and yes, an isolated tornado potential. As some of our high-res models begin to reach into Thursday, there is some pretty strong evidence that we may see what is called the cap hold for a lot of Thursday afternoon. Essentially, if clouds stay with us, we may not see much activity out there. But Thursday afternoon will be a day to keep our eyes to the sky, and if any storm does pop up, they will have a lot to work with in the atmosphere. So Thursday, a day to watch, yes, for some scatter showers and a couple thunderstorms. I think the more widespread potential, though, could be coming your way on Friday and Saturday. And with that, the severe threat a little bit lower, but we will still need to watch for some strong winds, especially as the cold front rolls through. And right now, it looks like that could be Friday afternoon into the evening, but that time frame's probably going to wobble a couple more times before we get there. So I just recommend you stay tuned. We are still looking at the potential for some lingering showers as we go into Saturday and Sunday as some mid-level moisture just kind of hangs with us. Overall, I don't think that's going to be something that makes a total washout for the weekend, but Saturday especially, I think it's a good idea to have the rain gear. So to sum up, the best overall chance for widespread showers and thunderstorms, that is Friday into Friday afternoon. The biggest concern for severe weather at the moment is Thursday, and the coolest of these days is set for Saturday. Again, still a lot to iron out. We'll be sure to keep you updated.
So then we get you into the weekend where rain chances could stick around. I don't think it's going to be a washout of a weekend, but certainly one where you'll want to keep the umbrella on hand as well as that Pinpoint weather app, because as we do get closer, we'll be able to get you more information and walk you through it. As for temperature, some of us may want to find the jackets. Highs through the back half of the weekend and into early next week look to be on the cooler side. Highs in the low 60s and a lot of us staying below average. Not saying it's time to pull the parkas back out, but an extra layer or two probably wouldn't hurt.
All right, gang, I do believe that is going to do it for this Tuesday edition of the Pinpoint Podcast. Got another day to soak up a little bit of sunshine and enjoy highs in the 70s. Do not squander it. Latest on that severe weather potential can always be found on the .com, the Pinpoint weather app, and of course, the Pinpoint Podcast. For Kaylee Thomas, I'm Max Crawford. Let's make it a great day, y'all.